the ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned. اللهم عظم بلائي وأفرط بي سوء حالي وقصرت بي أعمالي وقعدت بي أغلالي وحبسني عن نفعي بعد آمالي وخدعتني الدنيا بغرورها ونفسي بجنايتها. Dear listeners, we were discussing this part of the Kumail supplication, in which Imam Ali alayhi salam states, وَحَبَسَنِي عَنْ نَفْعِي بُعْدُ أَمَلِي. O Allah, my high hopes have held me back from my gain. In the previous episode, we concluded that hopes are the things that keep human beings alive, that keep them interested in engagements and everyday activities. Positive hopes like reaching different positions or moral perfection and salvation in the world and hereafter, they are really excellent hopes by the true believers. And on the other hand, if human hopes are limited to just material issues, then they are seen as what prohibit us from doing the good deeds, and they are somehow what hinder a better hereafter. In fact, high hopes can severely harm humans, depriving the human beings of Almighty Allah's blessing. Human being, from the time of birth in itself, is like a fertile land. If this productivity is maintained together with the raindrops of Almighty Allah's mercy, then He would bring about the blossoms of good morality, the blossoms of good deeds. And if, on the other hand, this productive land is turned into a desert, because of different misbehaviors, because of diseases like ignorance, like pride, like greed and high hopes, it wouldn't grow certain beliefs. It wouldn't grow the deeds that turn and result in the human being's salvation. We wouldn't see good morality growing out of this kind of land. The Holy Quran says, وَالْبَلَدُ الطَّيِّبْ يَخْرُجُ نَبَاتُهُ بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِ. And as for the good land, its vegetation springs forth abundantly by the permission of its Lord. وَالَّذِي خَبُثَ لَا يَخْرُجُ إِلَّا نَكِدَ. And as for that which is inferior, its herbage comes forth but scantily. And at the end it says, كَذَلِكَ نُصَرِّفُ الْآيَاتِ لِقَوْمٍ يَشْكُرُونَ. So, high hopes embrace human heart like a spider's net. They hinder his thought. They do not let his comprehension to move forward. They hinder his understanding of the truth. So that is how these high hopes make the human being forgetful of Almighty Allah's remembrance. They make human beings forgetful of hereafter and from preparing the provisions necessary for the hereafter and the last day.
Oh Allah, my trials and sufferings have increased and my evilness has worsened. My good deeds have diminished, and my misdeeds have become firm. And remote hopes restrain me from profiting with good deeds. And the world has deceived me with its allurements, and my own self has been affected by treachery and my delay. Therefore, my Lord, I ask you by your greatness not to let my sins and my misdeeds veil my supplications from you, and not to disgrace me by exposing those of which you have knowledge, nor to hasten my retribution for those vices and misdeeds committed by me in secret, which were due to evil-mindedness, ignorance, excessive lustfulness, and my negligence.
Thank you, Allah, that we hear, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
وحبسني عن نفعي بعد أملي. My high hopes have held me back. In fact, having such limited life, a man with high hopes of reaching infinite wealth, property, land, position, foreign travels, this person cannot concentrate on Almighty Allah's remembrance or the last day, neither on doing good deeds nor compensating his previous sins and faults. In fact, we can say, high hopes have blocked his mind. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam has stated in a very important tradition, "Inna akhwafa ma akhafu alaykum khislatan." The Messenger of Allah says, "The most severe fear I have for you are two qualities: ittiba'ul hawa, following the carnal soul, wa tulul amal, and high hopes." These are the two things that the Prophet of Islam is really fearful of, because these are the things that hinder this ummah from reaching salvation. Then the Messenger of Allah continues, أَمَّا اتِّبَاعُ الْهَوَى فَيَصُدُّ عَنِ الْحَقِّ. Following the carnal soul prevents human from accepting the truth. وَأَمَّا طُولُ الْأَمَلِ فَيُنْسِ الْآخِرَةِ. And high hopes prevent remembering the last day. And we all have seen what happens when a human being forgets about the hereafter. He doesn't care about anything. He will be negligent of the consequences of his actions and deeds. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this program. We'll continue discussing this part of the Kumayya supplication more in the next episode. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
I wish to be close, close to you.